parking capacity at the airport. You guys are well aware we've been working hard on and financially incentivizing, in fact, getting more parking. We're already well beyond our years of what we were expected to have parking-wise. That will push further out, I believe, now. This is the amount of parking we were supposed to have in 2035. As of tomorrow morning, the 434 spaces at Pensacola International will be ready for the public.
So today, those spaces are open. That's the old grassy knoll lot that they had expanded to on the west side of the airport right off of Tippin, just across from Pensacola State College, the walking track right there. And they have paved it. They have put in amenities. There's like a dozen EV charging stations. It's going to be $2 an hour, $9 a day maximum. There's a shuttle available. And it should be available today, and which is good. And they are for the overflow for like Thanksgiving and Christmas. They are going to have that triangle grassy lot up north of, what is the road that runs right past Langley? That's going to be open later. We're going to talk to Matt Coughlin, the airport director, coming up at 8:10, so we'll get more details from him. But I know this is a weird thing to praise somebody for, but I'm going to praise DC for being a math nerd. Okay? There are math people and then there are not math people. And math people don't understand how not math people don't get math. And not math people don't understand how anybody can do math. That's kind of the two worlds, right? You know, not math people are the kind of people that when they go to a sale and it's 10% off and the item is $20, they don't know how much that is. And I get it. If you don't know math, you don't know math. Okay? Non-math people look at those people and think, what? How can you function? You know, and you make change at the counter with the register, that kind of stuff. So DC is a math person. And that's why when he says this, I think it's so adorable that he gets excited, because not math people don't even understand why this is significant. But it's a way a math person would refer to a thing. And listen to how he says it. It's just kind of cute.
Yeah, you know, 434 spaces, I believe off memory, we're at 3,200 and change before. So understand, you know, I mean, we're talking about a 12-13% increase in parking tomorrow, you know, in terms of where we are.
Now, if you speak the language of math, you're like, oh, yeah, that's good. That's a, 12-13% increase in the spaces tomorrow. And if you're not a math person, you're like, I don't know what that means. Is that a lot? Is that a little? Is that significant? It's significant. It's a big improvement. So anyway, I always like to, business owners, of course, you know, he used to be a business owner, speaking the language of math, that makes sense. That's kind of how he explains things in the world. So good. It's a big increase. It's a significant increase. Also, by the way, not just passengers and parking needed, but also,
As usual, our total passenger counts were up over 15% year over year. And something we don't often highlight is the cargo that's moving through the airport. We've had the strongest cargo month this past October since the pandemic, and it's up 139% compared to October 23. So nearly 2 million pounds over last year of cargo coming through Pensacola International as well. So not only on the passenger side, but on the cargo side as well.
You know, it's funny. I just get done praising him for math. I think he probably misspoke there. It's probably not up 139%. It's probably up 39%. It's at 139% of last year. But anyways, you know the difference. It's up a lot. 6:15 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. They also got a $140,000 grant for a streetlight survey of the entire city to figure out which lights are needing to be on a schedule to be repaired and which ones are out and what, you know, and not just a, well, you know, somebody called about that one, so let's fix that one, but really starting to, you know, it's kind of his approach, right? Let's be strategic about these things. Let's have a plan. And how do you get a plan? You gather information, then you figure out where the problems are, and then you form a plan, and then you basically play out that plan. That's how DC kind of does everything. 437-1620. What's going on in Congressional District 1? A lot. It's a very interesting sudden feeding frenzy. Who is going to take Matt Gaetz's spot in this particular congressional seat now that he has, of course, resigned? He has been nominated to be the Attorney General for the United States. I have Michelle Salzman is going to be on the air with us next hour at 7:10. She is one of the entrants into this rapidly expanding field. Also, just a side note, we also have Rick Scott is going to be on the show next hour at 7:40. Of course, he was real close to being the Senate Majority Leader, and he did not get that position, but he is one of the senior members of the Senate, one of the most powerful Republicans in the country, and we'll talk to him about Trump nominations, about filling Rubio's vacant seat, if he has an opinion about Congressional District 1, and a bunch of other matters, including, I will ask him if there's anything he can do about the CSX rail crossings. because it would take the federal government to do anything. I think the answer is going to be there's not anything we can do. But, right. You know, hey, we're going to have the senator on. Let's ask him. You know, what does it hurt to ask the question? Jake has got traffic on the five. Jake?
Okay, speaking of those railroad crossings that might be closed, I am seeing on my map, it might not be correct, but I'm going to go ahead and report this, that Eden Lane is now closed. The railroad crossing at Eden Lane off of Highway 29 in Cantonment. We've got a few areas that we're looking at this morning, not causing major slowdowns, but just be aware at Highway 29 as well at Roberts Road in Cantonment, right there along that stretch. We do have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock, and a crash at Archer, which is one of the railroad crossings that was closed yesterday, also right there on Highway 29, right there in that stretch. So if you're headed through Cantonment this morning, just be aware. Davis Highway ramp off of I-10 eastbound, that exit going to I-110 northbound Davis Highway, that whole area right there, it's going to be blocked up for a little bit. There is a vehicle crash with roadblock. I'm trying to see from the map exactly, pinpoint where exactly that is, because it says Davis Highway ramp B, I-10 eastbound exit, I-110 northbound to Davis Highway.
That's probably the off ramp where you wrap around to Davis, is
yes,
what I'm guessing.
Right.
So, okay.
So there is a vehicle crash with roadblock there, not causing any major slowdowns, but just be aware. Otherwise, around town, we're looking okay. If you see anything out there on the roadways, let us know, 437-1620. And like I said earlier, I think Eden Lane now is closed on Highway 29.
All right. Very good. Very good, Jake. Somebody texted me in and says, what do you think Matt Gaetz is going to do once Congress denies him? I don't think it's a guarantee that they'll deny him. I think that Trump wields a lot of power, and his chief of staff, Susie Wiles, is very, very, very capable. So I would not write that in as a guaranteed future fact just yet. Also, even if they don't, you know, the president has these powers to appoint people for vacancies for a limited duration of time, something like 300 days. So would Trump use that power? Would he declare a recess in the Senate and declare? I mean, there's lots of ways, possibly, that this could be worked out, even without the permission of a Senate, Republican-dominated Senate, which, again, I don't think it's a guarantee that that won't happen. If you know somebody who's just getting a little bit older, okay, we all do, and at a certain point, you know, you start to realize that the ordinary things you do to take care of yourself are a little harder, need a little bit of help. You know, what they call activities of daily living, cooking, cleaning, getting dressed, toileting, shopping, driving, all that kind of stuff. If your loved one is kind of in that situation, you know, assisted living is a situation where they help you with the stuff you need help with, and then you take care of yourself for everything else. It's a very independent-oriented kind of scenario. But a lot of people don't know that, don't distinguish it from, for example, you know, like a skilled nursing facility, which is a very different kind of thing. And that's why you want to talk to my friend John Horton. He runs an organization called Assisted Living Locators. Literally what they do is help people figure out what kind of help they need or their loved ones need. And then once you do, find the right place, because there's like 30 or 40 different local ones. And how can you tell them all apart? You're not going to go shopping to each one and interview them all and do that. And it's an immense amount of work. He's there to help with that. That's the whole point. Okay. And it's no cost to you. So he's a service. He's a resource. His team is all local, and they know what people need, and they know the best place for them. 712-0887, John Horton at Assisted Living Locators.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Did you know Pensacola's hidden gem is powering the future? The Port of Pensacola isn't just a name. It's an economic engine driving our region's success. Home to over 20 powerhouse companies like Cemex Materials, General Electric, Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. This port is fueling growth and prosperity every day. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the backbone of Northwest Florida's economy. Discover how it's shaping our future at portofpensacola.com.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
It's open enrollment time for health insurance.
Have you signed up? Do you know where?
Whether you currently have coverage or not, there are some important things you need to know. Get your questions answered by tuning in today at 9:30 as Chad Piku from Affiliated Insurance joins the Pensacola Expert Panel so you can get the facts and the latest information on healthcare.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Saturdays, you get the Garden Line Encore at 9, At Home with Gary Sullivan at 10, Swan Capital at 1, Let's Go Pensacola at 4.
Smiles, everyone, smiles.
She's a lot like you, the dangerous type.
So, I mentioned a moment ago, there's a big feeding frenzy right now over the Congressional District 1 seat that Matt Gaetz has vacated by resigning because he's been nominated to be the Attorney General of the United States. This all has taken a sudden and dramatic turn in the last 24 hours. You know, we'd put up a big old list of, you know, who we thought, or I had put up a big old list of who I thought was in, likely in, who had a chance to win, might be considering it, but I didn't think they were likely to win or weren't going to get in because, you know, they just weren't interested in it. And we've had a couple of people kind of hint and hem and haw and a couple of people deny. Michelle Salzman yesterday says, State Representative Michelle Salzman, District 1, the northern, you know, three quarters of Escambia County by landmass, says, you know, she's in. She's going for it. She's going to file. Now, she has not, I don't know if she's actually filed yet. I'll actually, because I don't know what she would file for. I don't think the election has actually been opened up to be filed for yet. But we'll talk with her next hour at 7:10. I'm making my intentions to run for Congress by filing for the Florida Congressional District 1 seat today. I want to do what's best for our country, help President Trump win the Make America Great Again agenda. Then came the sudden changes. Frank White is out. He was never in, but he's out. Endorsing, apparently, CFO Jimmy Patronis, who is now in. I am strongly considering running for Florida Congressional District 1, he puts on Twitter. We've got a historic opportunity to fight the swamp and end lawfare and return power back to the hands of Americans. And then Frank posts that, like, shared that and said, Jimmy, please run. The panhandle needs you in Washington. So remember, Frank has kind of almost run for a lot of seats. You know, he was a District 2 state representative. He ran for attorney general. I thought that was a leap too far. And then he's kind of been in again, out again for several different things. Remember, he was going to run for the state Senate, and then Don Gaetz got in and he dropped out. So Frank has backed out a couple of times from different things. It seemed like he was definitely getting in for this race, and now he's out. Jim Patronis doesn't live here, but he will. I've been told he has a family estate house kind of in Perdido that he's going to probably move into. And he has massive name recognition and $10 million in the bank, which is enough. So that's going to probably scare a lot of people out. Meanwhile, you got a Green Beret. John Frankman has declared. He lives in, I think he lives in Okaloosa, if I remember correctly. Jeff Witt is another one who is a F-35 pilot, a former F-35 pilot, and graduated Harvard. I guess he was like the quarterback of the Harvard football team or whatever. Anyway, he has said that he's running, and or at least he's almost said, you know, these are some of the people that are sort of in or almost in. And there's a couple of others around. So, yeah, it's a rapidly proliferating population, many of whom you have may have never heard of before, and that's okay. I think Jimmy Patronis being in and Michelle Salzman being in is going to probably discourage a lot of other people from getting in. But then again, the kind of person who runs for Congress doesn't think to themselves, oh, I can't win. They think, of course I can win. Well, time will tell. Because you got to assume Patronis is going to get DeSantis's support. And with Gates is not supporting anybody, and Trump apparently being silent on the matter, I was wrong about that. I thought he'd get involved. Apparently he's not. Now it's kind of left to DeSantis and whoever else to really support people. We've got traffic on the fives with Jake. Jake? By the way, I can see the eyes on. There's a cop right over there. Oh, yeah. We can literally see where the thing is happening on the off-ramp to Davis. Is. Yeah.
Yes. If you this traffic report is brought to you by Knox Pest Control. If you are getting on to Davis Highway, that ramp from I-10 and I-110 there as you're exiting to Davis Highway, there is a police officer on scene. There was a vehicle crash there earlier. It is, looks like it's getting cleared up because we can see it right outside of our window. Also, Highway 29 and West Roberts Road in Cantonment. We've been talking about these railroad improvements all week. We do have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. And also a crash. Doesn't look like there's any injuries at this crash, though. And that'll be down the road a little bit at Archer, also off of Highway 29. And Archer and El Camino were closed last night, those railroad crossings. And this morning we're looking at Beck's Lake, Eden Lane, which I believe is already closed, and possibly Woodbury Circle. So we'll keep you posted here on News Radio 92.3. Check out the Facebook page. And also, you have your Facebook page Andrew. So any updates, please let us know. You can also let us know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, and by the way, the one at Woodbury Circle is supposed to have a temporary crossing built, so it shouldn't affect you too much if you live in that subdivision or isolated back in there. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Comcast will be spinning off its cable networks. The media giant is expected to announce today that it is separating from CNBC, MSNBC, and other Comcast networks. The new entity...
Like they're living apart?
Yeah.
Is it a divorce, or are they just living
separation.
On a neighbor's couch?
Yeah.
You know, okay, all right.
Where do I stay on the weekends?
Who gets the kids?
Comcast shares were up more than 2% after they made that announcement yesterday. President Biden has approved sending landmines to Ukraine to use in their war with Russia. Multiple reports said that Ukraine will be using those mines in their own territory where Russian troops have made advances recently. And crews are putting the final touches on the floats for this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. There are 34 of them this year, and apparently that includes a couple of new ones to look for.
Oh, okay. Very good. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:29 on News Radio 92.3. David, wait. The monkeys?
Oh, the monkeys. That's right. They had 39 of the 43.
An employee let them out. Is what it looks like. That's the going theory, is it a rogue employee, which kind of makes sense, and it seems sort of obvious in retrospect that it was some employee that apparently got challenged over the security because, like, a brand new enclosure, how could that happen, you know, and it all tests out properly. So that's the going theory, is that maybe an employee did it. So, which, again, does seem like the best explanation of all. So I figured you'd appreciate knowing that.
Very interesting. Thank you.
All right. And California has said no to a higher minimum wage. They propose to raise it. Well, why would you say no when minimum wages solve everything? I don't get it.
News. I'm Gianna Gelosi. The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv has shut down over fears of a significant air attack by Russia.
They've asked all employees at the moment to shelter in place. This comes just one day after the Ukrainians, for the first time, used one of those long-range attacker missiles to strike inside Russia after President Biden finally gave his approval to do so. The Kremlin has been warning against this for months. They have said that if Washington permits the use of attackers, then Moscow would consider the U.S. to be directly involved in the war.
That's Fox's Benjamin Hall. Vice President-elect J.D. D. Vance going to introduce a handful of President-elect Trump's nominees to some skeptical senators this week.
He's taking a handful of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices ahead of their confirmation hearings, do some introductions with senators on the Hill. It includes the attorney general pick, Matt Gaetz, who is facing significant opposition. Trump says he's sticking with him.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, 65 degrees. We've got clear skies in Pensacola this morning. Representative Michelle Salzman announcing she is running for Congress following Matt Gaetz's resignation last week. Last Wednesday, President-elect Trump nominated Congressman Gaetz to serve as Attorney General for the U.S. He'd held the Florida District 1 congressional seat since 2016. He resigned from Congress the same day he was nominated for Attorney General. A woman is on trial for the death of her son's girlfriend here in Escambia County. Sheila Agee is charged with murder in the Home Depot shooting that killed 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims. Agee's son, Keith, had a 2-year-old daughter with Sims. Keith shot and killed her at that Home Depot store on Davis Highway. He's since been sentenced to life in prison. Testimony began yesterday in Sheila's case. Prosecutors say she had encouraged Keith to kill Sims and helped him plan the shooting. New Escambia County District 1 Commissioner Steven Stroberger took his seat at the dais on Tuesday morning after the installation and or during the installation and reorganizational meeting.
When I arrived in Pensacola 34 years ago last month, I didn't think I'd be doing this 34 years later. I'm happy to do it. And all the things my wife and I have done together and celebrated. This is not one of the things that we planned on or necessarily we celebrate as much because it's not easy doing this.
And those comments followed his oath of office and commission readings for both him and also new commissioner Ashley Hoffberger, also commissioners Lumen May and Stephen Berry. The board was also reorganized for the year. District 2 Commissioner Mike Kohler will serve as the board chair. Newcomer Ashley Hoffberger will be the vice chair. A dozen migrants are in custody after coming ashore in Broward County. They were found yesterday morning after their boat arrived in Pompano Beach. Federal officials say 13 of those migrants are from Ecuador. 5 were from China. Rick Scott has a prediction on who Florida's next senator will be. He was on News Nation yesterday discussing who Governor Ron DeSantis may appoint to replace Senator Marco Rubio. Rubio is expected to step down to become Secretary of State. Scott says he thinks DeSantis will name Laura Trump to fill that seat for the rest of the term. Laura is President-elect Trump's daughter-in-law. Scott says DeSantis knows she's qualified and a hard worker who did a great job at the RNC during this election cycle. More than 30 state attorneys general are joining a national effort to increase federal online protections for children. The bipartisan coalition is urging Congress to pass the Bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act before the end of this year. The group says lawmakers need to address the growing crisis of youth mental health that's linked to social media use. A letter was recently sent to Congress to highlight several ways to enhance online safety, including providing parents with tools to identify harmful behavior and requiring platforms to enable their own protections. The latest move comes as many states have already launched investigations into popular social media companies. It's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Jake's got a look at our traffic on the fives.
Okay, this morning, no major slowdowns to tell you about. We've got a couple areas that you need to kind of just be aware of. Of course, we've been talking all week about these railroad improvements on Highway 29 going through Cantonment. Just south of that, on Highway 29 at West Roberts Road in Cantonment, we do have a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there. And then up north, where we are seeing these closures for the railroads, we do have a crash at Archer, which was closed. I think it still is closed on Highway 29. And I think the other ones have been cleared. So if you're heading down Highway 29 this morning through Cantonment, just be aware there are going to be some railroad crossings closed. Woodbury Circle is going to have a workaround, so that shouldn't cause any backup this morning. Also, we're going to keep our eyes on Beck's Lake and Eden Lane. They might be closing up this morning. Archer and El Camino were closed yesterday. All right, so looking elsewhere around town, looks like Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is clear. Highway 90 through Milton and Pace, not seeing any issues there. I-10 and I-110 are flowing. If you're getting off of the Davis Highway ramp, there is going to be an officer there on that I-10, I-110 interchange there with Davis. We did have a little fender bender there, so you will see blue lights there. Otherwise, we're looking great. If you see anything out there on the roadways, let me know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
We will have some sunny skies today with a nice little breeze. High near 73 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 45 degrees. Much cooler for that Thursday, waking up nice and chilly. High near 63 degrees Thursday afternoon. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 45. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 64 degrees in Pensacola. 63 in Gulf Breeze. 64 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2 times Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all you can eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Join Robbie Mott from Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Robbie will be sharing his years of expertise on cycling, how to select your perfect bike, best maintenance practices, on and off-road safety, plus the accessories you may need to provide you with the best overall biking experience. Trek Bicycle Store Pensacola on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. And people are celebrating other people, are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because it's the same talking
same
points.
It is, yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 640 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Every month after they have their board meetings, we like to talk to the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority, ECUA. You might more commonly and affectionately refer to it as Bruce Woody. He is that executive director. Bruce, welcome back to the show, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. So you had a board installation and reorganization yesterday. Seems like everybody from the state level down to our local county commissions and ECWA was doing that, right?
Yes, it is that time of year. We have three returning board members in District 1, Vicki Campbell, is returning to office. District 3, Mr. Larry Williams. And in District 5, Mr. Kevin Stevens. All three of those were sworn in last night, returning to the ECUA board.
And
we also had a...
Go ahead.
Yeah, also had some discussions about this time of year. We also changed up board members, board chair and vice chair positions. After some nominations this next year, Ms. Vicki Campbell, District 1, was elected to serve as board chairman. Mr. Kevin Stevens will be the vice chairman. And then Mr. Larry Williams in District 3 was elected to be chair of the Citizens Advisory Committee.
Okay.
And Dale Perkins will be the vice chair.
Very good. And business that you did at the meeting, you've got some construction projects coming in. Is that right?
Yes. Always nice to talk about new projects that are hitting books right now. The important ones, Perdido Key right now is only served by a single pump station and force main for our sanitary sewer services, and it's important for us to provide redundancy wherever we can. So we're making a $1.5 million investment to install a redundant force main that serves the Perdido Key area, so that we'll have backup service in addition to the one 14-inch force main that serves that area at present.
Does that go, where does that go? Does that go under the water? It doesn't go over on the bridge bottom, does it?
No, it is under the water.
It is, okay.
That particular location, it's a subaqueous 14-inch force main, runs from the intersection of River Road and Tranquility Lane, follows the west side of the Theobars Bridge, and crosses under on the west side of the bridge.
Okay, and same for the new one? The new one will also be that same thing?
The new one will be on... it'll be underwater. It'll be on the east side, however.
Okay. The only reason I was asking is, I figured that, but I was just asking because, you know, at some point in the near future, that bridge is going to have to be rebuilt. There's no funding for it, but, you know, it's going to have to happen. And I just wanted to, you know, make sure you guys were planning ahead for that just in case and not building something that was going to have to be redone in a couple of years. But I know you're smarter than that, so cool. That was one. You said there were a couple of other projects too, though, right?
We're also doing a complete replacement of water lines in the Osceola Country Club Estate. States subdivision that's on the west or south side of Mobile across from Walmart.
Right.
That neighborhood, we're spending about $2.1 million replacing all water lines throughout that neighborhood, about 15,000 lineal feet of water line.
Great. Okay.
And then lastly, we've been making investments in replacing sanitation vehicles and boy, the backlog on those has been tremendous because of what started during the COVID event.
Everybody else seems to be running like 2 years. It seems like any major equipment is like a 2 year. Is that what you have been experiencing?
It used to be 18 months. Mid-size equipment, yes, it's pushing 2 years. The really big equipment, like sanitation vehicles, they're $486,000 a piece.
Yeah.
The son of a guns, pushing almost 3 years.
Wow.
We have some that we ordered in 2022 that we'll be receiving three small side loaders in December and 19 large side loaders in January. And this month we received five rear loaders as well.
Wow.
So it's been a long time coming, but you're going to start seeing more new sanitation vehicles out on the street.
Is that just because of like the production lines had shut down in COVID and never really fully reopened? There was just such a backlog and, you know, the demand was high and so they just can't replenish them fast enough. Nobody's jumped into the space. Like, what's the reason for that? Do you know?
Suppliers have told us supply chain is the biggest single challenge.
And we're still
not
back.
You can imagine a large vehicle gets all kinds of parts and pieces from pretty far flung places in that really balled up after COVID event.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I'm not surprised. I didn't 3 years. Good Lord. Now it makes sense why when I hear, you know, various agencies getting excited that they found a demo fire truck, you know, somewhere like that's good news if you can find them, but you know, it's not so common. Anything else from I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, actually we got the five yard trash trucks we got that came in this month. Came in ahead of schedule because another purchaser had to back out, and our supplier was kind enough to let us slip into their place in line, so to speak, and get a few vehicles early. So,
yeah, and that's been the other story is, you know, people back out, drop out, and so you can get them early, which is great. I mean, we'll take it, right? Anything else from you, Bruce, this week?
Just a brief shout-out to your theme music of Samson.
Samson.
Quincy Jones, who wrote that song, just passed away earlier this
month.
Yeah, he was a pretty famous record producer and jazz musician.
Massive legacy.
That's all I have for this week.
All right, very good.
Appreciate your time, Andrew. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Bruce Woody, he is the executive director of ECUA. That means he handles the water and the trash and the recycling and the sewer system. And we appreciate all of that work. You'd know about it if it's not working right. You know,
right.
That's 100% true. Bruce, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for doing what you do. We'll talk to you again next month.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
646 on News Radio 92.3. Jake has got traffic on the five. Jake?
Okay. This traffic report is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. That seems fitting. I-10 eastbound to Highway 29. As you're getting off onto Highway 29 there from I-10 eastbound, we are seeing a lot of slowdown there. I don't see an accident reported, but I'll keep checking FHP's website to see if there is an accident reported there eventually. Highway 29 in Cantonment, we've been talking about this all week with the railroad closures. We do have a small vehicle crash at, I don't know if it's a small vehicle or if it's a small crash, crash at Archer. Could be a small vehicle. I don't know. Hopefully, I don't see any injuries there on this one. Crews are clearing that one up right now. That's at Archer. That railroad crossing was closed yesterday along with El Camino. We're keeping our eyes on Woodbury Circle, Bex Lake, and Eden Lane. I'm seeing on my map that Eden Lane is already closed this morning for the railroad improvement. So if you're heading through Cantonment this morning, just be aware of that. Not really seeing any major slowdowns on Davis Highway. As you're coming off the ramp off I-10 and I-110, there is a police officer. Oh, nope, he's gone. He's pulling away. There he goes. Bye.
That's our eyes on report.
That's our eyes on report. I see him leaving. So you know what? We're clear on Davis Highway. Let's check around town here. No slowdowns on Gulf Beach Highway. Burgess or Olive is looking good. 12th Avenue through to Palo Fox and W Street also clear. If you see anything out there on the roadways, let us know about it. 437-1620. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That's progressive.com/careers. Wow, they threw me on that one. I didn't see that one coming. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
I mean, technically speaking, it could have been a small vehicle and a small collision.
It could have been, yes.
It just can't be both large. According to the text. Jake, it's always good to have you back on the show for a couple of days.
It's great to be here.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide where to go, you know, what to look for, just one thought is if you go to Frontier Motors, when they give you the price sheet for a car, it's got all the numbers, and then at the bottom, it's the bottom line out-the-door price. That's the only thing you ever negotiate on because there's no, like, then there's changes afterwards. And then they also attach to that a Carfax. And Carfax is a, you know, I would say semi-comprehensive report of the maintenance history and the crash history, if there is one for a car, how many owners, all that kind of stuff. And the reason I say semi is because it depends on it being reported. I had a very, very vivid personal experience of a car that had a, you know, Carfax said one thing, but the actual history of the vehicle was very, it was a salvage title. And Carfax didn't even have that because it hadn't been reported that way. Like, it's wild, okay? But the point is, this is why you also get a good used vehicle inspection, okay? Carfax is a good start. And it is, I mean, it is a good start. And so if you go to buy a car from, like, the corner lot or, you know, Jimmy on Facebook or whatever, if they don't give you a Carfax, go call Frontier with the VIN and they'll provide you one. No problem. And it's a good starting place. It really is a very good starting place for information. But the other thing is when you buy a car from Frontier, okay, they will warranty it to 100,000 miles and 10 years because they only sell good quality cars. That's all they really do. So they will give you a Carfax, but in a way you're like, oh, do I need it? Because you're going to take care of the car. I mean, why would they help you get a Carfax from somebody else? Because they can, because it's helpful, because it maybe helps you make a good decision or avoid a bad one. You know, just there to be a resource. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Feedmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at V4 Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due assigning amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Deterrence is the art of producing in the mind of the enemy the fear to attack.
I try to discover
that you have it. The other part of it. Oh, Dr. Strangelove, just such a great movie. It really is. I had one of those moments with my wife recently, you know, where, like, you know, I knew I married the right woman, but there are still times when you feel like, oh, what has happened here? I was telling her about Dr. Strangelove, which she has not seen. I don't think she would enjoy it. And I was like, oh, it's one of the classic Kubrick movies. And she's like, who? And I was like, but she's, you know, she is a movie lover, but not an artsy movie lover, you know? And so I just grasped my inner demon.
Yeah. This one doesn't have Hugh Grant in it, honey.
No, she's more than that, but yes, yeah. We actually like to watch a lot of old movies, you know, 50s, 60s, even 70s movies, just because they're movies either we've heard about but haven't seen. And they're usually higher quality on average than, you know, your random modern movie. Not that we don't watch modern movies also, but yeah. Anyway. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The U.S. Embassy in Kyiv is closed. Employees there are being told to shelter in place. There's been a warning, apparently, about a potential significant air attack by Russia today.
Why is Russia pushing so hard at this time of year and losing such a huge number of people? It seems to be an all-out effort to take as much territory as possible in advance of the 20th of January.
That is military analyst Sean Bell. He says Russian President Vladimir Putin may think that this would put him in a better position to negotiate with President-elect Trump when he takes office. SpaceX learning a little bit more about their Starship after its latest test flight. They had a launch yesterday afternoon. One of the highlights of that test flight was the successful in-space relight of Starship's Raptor engines. And apparently work has now stopped completely on the Tampa Bay Rays new stadium in St. Pete. The team said they're stopping work because Pinellas County didn't want to approve their $300 million share of the funding for the project, so they can't complete it by 2028. And in 2029, the cost goes up.
It sounds like a medical examiner's facility kind of problem. And I'd love to be able to tell them it'll all work out eventually, which it did eventually here, but I can't make that promise. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, I love that. You know, they want to get it all in by January 20th. Why? Is anything changing on January 20th? Is there any international shifting of the tectonic plates that might happen once somebody's in office who actually won't put up with foreign powers taking territory that doesn't belong to them. You know, he's the only one that hasn't had that happen in this century, right? You know, Obama got stuff stolen from him.
Really?
Biden got stuff stolen from the world, mm-hmm. right? You know, I mean, Crimea was under Obama, and Georgia, the invasion of Georgia, was under W., right? So he's the only one this century who hasn't had a Russian invade somewhere under his watch. Jake has got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. I-10 eastbound to Highway 29. I was seeing some slowdown there earlier. It's still on the map, but I did get a report on our traffic tip line, 437-1620, that is flowing smoothly. So thank you for my eyes out there on the roadways. We've been talking about these CSX railroad improvements going down Highway 29 in Cantonment. Not seeing any major slowdowns from that this morning. We did get confirmation that Eden Lane is closed. We're taking a look at Woodbury Circle and Beck's Lake today.
Woodbury Circle is supposed to be closed, but right. We still would like confirmation of it.
Yes, we would love that. If you could let us know, 437-1620. Archer and El Camino were closed yesterday, so we're just kind of keeping an eye on that for you, letting you know about that. Otherwise, around town, we're looking great, just seeing our normal morning slowdowns. If you do see anything out there slowing down, let me know about it. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you need to get work done on your car, especially if you've got a nice import, you know, you paid extra to get that Lexus, that Porsche, that Mercedes, that BMW, and you might think, I got to go to the dealership to get it serviced. You don't. You can take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or Highway 29. They work on those cars all the time. Work on those cars. Also, domestics, you know, they're not against the domestics. Okay, Chevy, Ford, GM, whatever. They work on those, no problem. Gas engines, diesel engines, again, kind of a specialty item, you might think. But no, you can take it to them. They work on those. The philosophy is kind of like a healthcare clinic for your car. Like, you take your body, a complex mechanical system, you take your body to the doctor periodically to have them check it out and make sure that everything's healthy like it looks and that there's no problems coming soon. Well, your car doesn't self-heal like your body does, so you should definitely take that complex mechanical system into the Bobby Likas and have them take a look at it and avert the problem before it becomes a problem. That's why they call it preventative maintenance. That's the idea. CarClinicService.com online or stop by either of the two locations. They also service fleets. So if you have a company and you have a group of vehicles, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise, Fleet Management, and more. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway and now on Highway 29 across from the Walmart. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Next hour, we're going to be talking to Michelle Salzman, who has said that she is going to run for Congressional District 1. We also have the announcement yesterday, semi-announcement anyway, that Jimmy Patronis, CFO for the state of Florida, is also going to run for that seat. Two very big local names in terms of potential. That's going to be a big fight. Then you have several military folks. Of course, Michelle's also a veteran. But you have several other military folks who are throwing that hat in the ring, and we'll see who else gets in. John Frankman is one. Jeff Witt is another one. I had thought for sure. I was convinced, I think it was Jeremy Evans's theory on this, that nobody was going to get in until the Gateses endorsed or Trump endorsed. And it looks like, well, the Gateses have said they're not going to endorse either one of them. And Trump is apparently doesn't, whatever. So it's going to be DeSantis. So this is a very, all of a sudden, you got a lot of people who might be interested. Jimmy Patronis is sitting on $10 million, though. So, word to the wise. Maybe scares a lot of others out, which, by the way, Frank White is apparently not running now and has semi-endorsed, apparently, on Twitter anyway. I saw an endorsement, basically, of Jimmy Patronis. So we'll see what all that portends. Next hour, we're also going to talk to Senator Rick Scott coming up at 7:40. So Michelle at the top of the hour and Rick Scott at the bottom of the hour.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.